Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it is the Rooster, Chris Russell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Christopher.
Hello, Rooster.
Everybody okay?
Everybody's okay. How
is
was
this,
your
like the first five or six way access? I guess Dara said it was like a six way access. Is this the first time we're doing something like this? Like
I think it was six.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my goodness.
I think so.
Sounds like we're just all in the same room, man.
Where are you now? Where are you hunkered down?
In Chantilly, overlooking like a nice, bright, sunny morning, and the sun is shining through the office windows over the pond. So, yeah, we're doing okay.
I mean, what's your routine? Have you done it? Are you getting outside? Are you going for walks every day?
I mean, I try and do about 2 miles about 6:30 at night, and then I usually, if work allows me, you know, between all my work for SI and all that stuff, which is more, more lengthy than I want it to be, I try about 12:30. Try and take about a mile walk. So I'm doing about 2.5 to 3 miles a day. I mean, unfortunately, boys, too many carbohydrates, for God's sakes. I mean, I got to knock those out.
Uh-huh,
you know,
yeah.
You guys are always talking about Paisanos.
Delicious.
I want Paisanos. I want bagels. I want chips. I mean, I don't need any sugar. Like, everybody gets on a sugar high. I don't need any of that stuff. I don't need ice cream, candy, chocolate. All of that's for the birds. All I want is chips, bagels, and pizza.
Very good. I like all those things, Rooster.
Yeah.
So besides Rooster, we do have Pete Medhurst on the line because these guys got into a fire exchange. You can go to thefandc.com to get the recap, or I just tweeted a link at Junks Radio or at Glass Joe JP. Let's check in on Pete real quick. Pete, are you there?
Of course. Good morning.
Hey, Pete.
So, Pete, I think that you, and you can characterize this, you kind of started the debate not knowing that you were going to really get into some sort of exchange there with Chris, because you were kind of defending Dwayne Haskins and the fact that he beat Joe Burrow. Can you kind of explain how this all started?
Well, I mean, I was just bringing up the fact that at some point, college football coach of tremendous reputation and his staff, who've won far more games than they've lost, just check the record, at one point they thought he was better than Joe Burrow. So, I mean, we're sitting here after six games of film, trying to poke every hole in this quarterback. And I think the thing that just pushed me over the edge was the fact that, again, you know, we bring up the photo of him. He shared the photo with him and the fans that he took during the course of the game, which for those fans is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity with a professional football player. And the fact that we bring it up and criticize it while it's April in the middle of a pandemic just kind of pushed me over the edge. That's all.
And Chris, you had just written a column about that, correct?
Yes. So I saw it, and of course, I probably overreact. But, you know, when you're trying to stir the pot a little bit during the middle of a global pandemic, you're going to probably overreact to things. I would say this. I think I didn't even act that harshly or react that harshly last November. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was dumb. I thought it was just weird to do, but I think a lot of people were harder. To me, this bothered me even more because this almost seemed like premeditated, not caught up in the emotion of a big win and finally getting your first win as an NFL. This almost seemed like, I really didn't learn anything by doing this, you know? And again, I would just say this. Did he commit a crime? Absolutely not. Did he do anything horrible? Of course not. Did he do something back then and last week smart? No, and that's the biggest criticism from people that I talked to around the NFL, and I think people that were in the building last year and people that are still in the building. They're worried about this kid's maturity, and they're worried about his leadership and the way he goes about doing certain things that bother the bleep out of them.
Well, I'm sure people are worried about the maturity, but if we're talking about the comparisons with Haskins and Kyle Allen, I don't think there's a comparison. I mean, one guy was drafted in the first round. The other guy was undrafted.
Right.
Show me a quality starting quarterback in the NFL that was undrafted. I don't think you can find one.
No.
Dwayne Haskins would be, if Dwayne Haskins lost out to Kyle Allen, that's more indicative of Haskins. That's not because Kyle Allen is quality.
Where was Kurt Warner drafted? Wasn't he undrafted?
He was. Yeah. I mean, arena football and all that.
All right,
that
so we're going
stuff,
back to Kurt Warner.
All right, but I'm just saying, we're making blanket statements here. We can't do this.
It's 99 out of 100 starting quarterbacks in the NFL are drafted. And by the way, Kyle Allen was beat out twice, not once, but twice in college.
Right. Listen, there is no denying from a physical standpoint that Dwayne Haskins is the better quarterback. I don't think anybody would dispute that if we're just comparing side by side Kyle. And I think the debate between me and Pete got started a little bit because of that and because of, Joe Burrow, and all that. And whatever. I mean, listen, he beat out Joe Burrow in Columbus. He had a monster year. Urban Meyer has called him the greatest quarterback in Ohio State history. I wrote a column last night just saying, look, you know, Urban Meyer can say whatever the hell he wants about what he did in Columbus, and I respect the hell out of Urban Meyer, but it doesn't mean anything on this level, right? I mean, if you even Landon Collins yesterday was on First Take on ESPN. He said, look, when he's prepared, when he knows what he's doing, that's the knock. As long as he's prepared and he knows what he's doing, I think Dwayne's going to be fine. But if he approaches this year, this offseason, mentally, in terms of absorbing the system, learning, Pete was just talking during the update about this virtual whatever nonsense, and they get an extra week. That, all right, at least that's going to help. But if he approaches it the way he approached it last year, and I'm talking about not just in the offseason, I'm talking about in training camp, early in the regular season, when he was supposed to be prepared, when he was one snap away, if he approaches it that way, and if he does things that he's done too many times, too many dumb little things, the Redskins and he are going to be in trouble, period.
Look, I think there's two separate things. You have the talent issue and then you have the maturity issue.
Yes.
And I think the part that Chris is referring to that bothers him is the maturity issue. And I'm kind of with him on that, to be honest with you. I've said a million times it's not going to happen because he's a product of, you know, this generation. But the best thing for him to do would be to get off social media.
Correct.
That would be the best thing for him to do,
correct,
in my opinion. And Jason is a more black and white kind of guy, so I could see where Jason's coming from. Jason's just coming from, I'm just looking at it from talent. He's got more talent than that other donk. But I think what Chris is looking at is the total picture, which is the maturity. And I'm with you. He
again,
is
you
lacking in maturity.
He's very young. He's also, you have to semi give him a pass for being a young guy thrust into a weird situation with a, you know, flux in the coaching staff, you know, Jay Gruden on his way out. I'm going to give him a slight pass for being 22, kind of being overwhelmed by it. I think you're going to see a more mature Haskins coming into year two. I think you guys look at those mistakes, and he's going to improve on them, and he's going to grow from that.
Yeah, you guys both make great points, Eric and Cakes. I would say this. There is no denying that I think he's going to be better at a lot of things this year. Again, this is not he can't do it, not he's not going to do it. This is the concern that many people have that I've spoken to. Now, maybe people are speaking to different people. I have no idea. I can only control who I talk talk to and people that I know are tapped in. I would just bring this up as a reminder, right? You absolutely, he's going to be more mature at in year two than he was in year one. They need him to be more 32 than 22 or you know, somewhere in that. Ron Rivera is no nonsense, fellas. I think we all know that right now.
Right.
You are not going to be pinching nipples and screwing around and hopping on Jay Gruden or Ron Rivera's back like people used to do to Jay Gruden. That's not going to work here. That's not going to work. And Ron is on social media, too. But Ron uses social media not to... not to promote his clothing line, to promote his charitable appearances and all that stuff, you know? I mean, this is stuff that bothers NFL people. And maybe I'm making a big deal out of it. I don't know. I hope the kid's going to be okay. He was my favorite quarterback in the draft. But I got to admit, I underestimated how mature he was. It was something that bothered Urban Meyer, for crying out loud. We talk about Urban Meyer being so, like, committed to Dwayne being the best quarterback in Ohio State history. Urban was pissed a little bit, from what I understand, about his maturity, about his decision to leave Columbus, all of that. There were things there that maybe are normal for a 21, 22-year-old, but that are still there that Dwayne has to prove are not a big part of his lifestyle.
Yeah, but Chris, if any 21 or 22-year-old that knows he's going to be a first-round draft pick, A, is going to leave Columbus, they're going to leave Tuscaloosa,
sure,
they're going to leave wherever so they can go get the paycheck. Second of all, if I've got a clothing line, I'm going to use social media to promote it because that's what social media is for. And not only that, I'm not even sure if Ron Rivera and Dwayne Haskins have even had so much as a handshake yet. Let's give the two a chance to get to know each other a little bit before we start, you know, hammering on Dwayne Haskins. I'm sure he's the first one to know that the moment he took that picture last year and the fallout from it was clearly not the right thing to do in that moment in time. But the fact that we're still going to bang on him for it in April, in the middle of a pandemic, we're going to sit here and talk about all the maturity issues over and over and over again before he even has a chance to get to know his new offensive coordinator and his new head coach. If he does the same foolish stuff in September, October, November, then yes, he's played his way into that. But we're still, as I said the other day, you know, we're holding this guy accountable in April for stuff back in
yeah, but
October,
he brought it
November.
Up himself, though, right? He's bringing it up on himself. Like, I kind of agree with Chris, I think. Like, because he put that picture back out there, right?
But in April, what's the problem with doing that in April in the middle of a pandemic, Eric?
Well, the problem is just
that that's got nothing to do with football right now. They're not doing anything. He's
it has
not doing that.
To do with football.
He's not doing that. He can't even get a playbook yet. It's
correct.
Not like he's
well,
taking.
Yeah, but why retweet that picture of the 9 million pictures he took last year? Why retweet that one?
Who
that
cares?
Was the one. You're right. You're
Who
right.
Who cares? It's April. We're in the middle
it's
of the pandemic.
Bad judgment.
We're sitting in our house.
And in my opinion, that's bad judgment. Doesn't mean he can't play. But it's just bad judgment. That wasn't a picture that was a great look for him. In fact, I would argue that was one of the more embarrassing things he's ever done.
I would just add this. I mean, I understand where Pete's coming from. EB, it seems is like me and you are more on the same page. I don't know the rest of the guys. But I would say this. There are people that thought very... what's the right word? That didn't think very highly of a lot of these different things that we're talking about that are now gone. But Kyle Smith is still there. And I can't help but... Every single conversation I've had with somebody since January when Ron Rivera and Scott Turner took over and everything they've said on the record and to some degree off, but not really off, they've said it on the record. They're unsure of him. They like him. They're not totally committed to him. They don't. I would say this. They like him. They don't love him and they're not sure of him.
They don't know him.
Well, that's part of it, but
they're looking at film. They're probably basing it on film too.
Yes, but remember, people in the building are still part of this administration. They saw every day. NFL coaches go by people that they trust and they respect, and people are still there. right? Mm. Coaches, a couple, and Kyle Smith are still there and very much a part of this administration. And Kyle was very closely aligned with Jay Gruden. I'll just leave it at that. You infer whatever you want from that. Mm-hmm. Kyle was very, very closely aligned with Jay Gruden.
Well, that makes sense. And I've said this a number of times, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if Rivera and that coaching staff and Kyle Smith and all those guys are still unsure of Dwayne, okay, and Tua's coming out, and he's sitting there at number two for you, and he's one of the best prospects to come out in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, all right? Injury aside, I think you got to take him.
And then the only thing I would counter with that is and you're right, Jason, the massive injury history, which I've been barking about for 3 months, which now all of a sudden everybody cares about, that's the problem with that.
Well, you got to clear that up.
What did Lombardi? I saw Lombardi
said. But if you have Tua rated much higher than Dwayne,
yeah,
all right, that, and you're here for 3, 4, 5 years, if you're Rivera, and you think you can win more games with Tua, I don't know how you can let him slip what past number two.
Lombardi said he failed 2 physicals, right? And then I don't remember seeing that. I didn't click on it. I just remember seeing that.
Yeah, 2 physicals in the top 10. And Lombardi added a broken wrist that was rebroken, apparently, as soon as he came in. I've never
heard of that. Is that his throwing wrist?
I don't know that, and also some people have disputed that he actually had a broken wrist. I have never heard the broken wrist thing, and Lombardi, I talked to him after he came out with that, and he stands by that. That's what he was told. I don't know
about
that.
You got to ask him if it's a throwing wrist.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Even without that, he's got 2 ankle problems, a knee problem, a quad problem, a broken finger, and the hip. So that's a half dozen. I mean,
true.
That's a half dozen documented. We know some minor, some whatever. But this is my thing. Tua is a better quarterback, I believe, and a leader, and all of, and more mature than Dwayne. All of that stuff. So I think if you're just arguing one versus one, absolutely, to Jason's point, you probably take Tua if you're a new staff and you're not married to Dwayne. However, if you're taking that dude at number two with his injury history at a position where you're going on, at some point this year, you're going to start a 7th quarterback since Kirk Cousins, you let him walk out the door, meaning the old administration, this organization, a 7th quarterback you're going to start at some point this year if Kyle Allen starts a game, one game. So you can't go into, in my opinion, with an approach of, yeah, we're going to get him right. He's going to be fine as long as we can keep him healthy. Of course, he's the better quarterback as long as you can keep him healthy. The problem is how do you keep him healthy?
Right. If it wasn't for the health concern, I think they'd take him.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so
they
too.
Would take him.
Rooster, we got to run.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.
Awesome to hear your voice, too.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
By the way, I'm on Team Pete. I don't think it's a big deal to post a selfie picture.
I don't think it's a great look for him.
It's not a great look,
especially one that was so controversial at the time.
It's very polarizing.
That, I mean, why would you re-bring that topic up?
Like, I just think it's a non-issue, really. In the
well, you're more black and white. You're like Jason. It's, like, it doesn't matter. You don't think psychology. You don't think a lot of those things matter.
I think it matters. I'm just assuming he will get more mature in the next couple years.
Yeah, he needs to get more mature in like the first 6 games.
Well,
you know,
I'm just saying that if this staff really has a lot of questions about Haskins. And I'm sure they've talked about it with Snyder.
I think they do.
Then you seriously have to consider Tua if you are not afraid of the physical.
Right. If you want to weigh in, 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Thanks again to Chris Russell and Pete Medhurst for checking in.
Yep.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
You know, I want to kind of just update my thought process on this whole deal as we're, a week and a couple days away from the draft. Mm-hmm. I've said for several weeks now that I would trade out of that spot and try to accumulate more picks. It has nothing to do with Chase Young. I think he's a generational type talent, the whole cliche. Yeah. He's going to be a freak. But I don't think that he necessarily, he alone can't change the trajectory of the team, right? But a quarterback can. So I think they need either multiple players or a quarterback. And just the more I think about it, I am worried about Tua's injury history. But as I said last week, if I had to go to the casino right now and bet who's going to have a better career, Dwayne Haskins or Tua, I would bet on Tua. So I think I'm at the point where I'm either drafting Tua or I'm trading down. The last thing I would do is draft Chase Young.
Really?
Yes. That's where I am right now as a Skins fan.
That's a little bit of a turn.
I think that's the first thing the Skins are going to do.
Exactly, and that's why I bring it up.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the last thing I would do if I was running the organization. I would either draft the franchise quarterback who's more likely to change the trajectory of your team, or I would trade down to accumulate multiple picks and have three guys that can affect my team at the top of the draft versus just one guy.
Well, the thinking a year ago was that Dwayne Haskins was the guy that was going to change the trajectory of the team.
And maybe he still is.
I mean, he could be.
Some thought that.
I just find it hard to punt away a guy that you've spent a first-round pick. Now, granted, it wasn't one or two. It was 15. But still, like, that's a valuable piece
in the
franchise. And especially if you have him on a rookie deal and he starts playing well, that's what every team is looking for. And you can get that with Tua as well. The injury history definitely scares me for Tua, but I'm just not ready to punt away Haskins after
Who's
one
gonna
season.
Who's going to be better, Case?
Maybe Rivera will be. Maybe Rivera just, you know, has seen what he's seen from the limited tape that Haskins has from his rookie season and thinks that he just wants to move on. I don't know. I don't know what Rivera is thinking.
I don't think he's going to do that, but I'm just saying if this is what I would do, I think. Who do you think's better, though? If you had to go to the window right now and bet on whose career?
I mean, I guess I would
have
bet
no
on
idea.
Tua, but I don't think Tua is a slam dunk that all these people seem to think that he is. Like I think
he's more of one than Haskins.
I'm just so burned by all these guys get hyped up in our top five picks that fizzle. And,
right.
You know, he could do right. the exact same thing.
Right.
Yep. So it's not a bet that I'd be, you know, crazy to make.
I mean, Burrow could fizzle.
Sure, of course he could.
I mean, he's going to be number one pick.
I think Burrow's going to be legit.
I mean,
he
every quarterback picked in
I would
the
bet
round
on Burrow.
Every one of these guys could tank and just have a terrible
but it's such
career.
It's such a great unknown, quarterbacks in the first round. We've gone through the numbers over the years. But
well, even number one picks overall, I heard somebody point out, if you look at the last 25 years of quarterbacks who were drafted number one, only the Manning brothers have won Super Bowls.
Mm. Right.
Right.
And tons of quarterbacks have been drafted number one overall.
Right.
I mean, how did David Carr turn out? How is, you know, I mean, I know late in his career it hasn't been great. Alex Smith has been pretty good. Nobody would call Alex Smith great his career.
Yeah.
He's been pretty good. He's been decent.
Yeah, all right, I agree. It's a great debate. It really is.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls if anybody wants to chime in. Let's go to Matthew in Bethesda on line one. Matthew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up?
What's up?
I was wondering if you had heard recently Urban Meyer's comment where he said Dwayne Haskins was the best quarterback that ever played at Ohio State.
But getting back to Chris Russell, who was just on the show, I personally don't care what sort of, you know, praise that any of his college coaches or high school coaches are heaping on Haskins or any other player at this point. I don't care what he did
right.
in Columbus. I care about if I'm running the team, I'm caring about what he's doing against the Cowboys and the Eagles.
We've had too many guys have unbelievable college careers that didn't translate at the next level.
Right.
That could have been a veiled comment, like, but how many good quarterbacks have actually came out of Ohio State? He may have been saying, like when a mother goes, well, that's my favorite son, when she only has one son. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think he was being snarky or being weird. I think he was giving him props.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was giving him props.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wanting you guys coming out. Thanks a lot. I love you guys.
All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
By the way, if you just want to go through some of the number one picks, so this is where Joe Burrow is going to be, but Tua would be right behind him. You've got Michael Vick starting all the way in the year 2001, David Carr, Eli Manning, Alex Smith, Jamarcus Russell, Matthew Stafford, Sam Bradford, Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield. Now, to be fair, a lot of those guys reached the Super Bowl. Goff reached the Super Bowl. Cam Newton reached the Super Bowl, just didn't win it. But then you have guys like Matthew Stafford. He hasn't won a playoff game, right?
Yeah, but he's still pretty good. You'd be sorry. If you could get Matthew Stafford out of this pick, you'd be sorry.
Oh, yeah, you would take that. You would take it in a heartbeat.
He's still pretty good.
But that's how hard it is to succeed as number one overall quarterback.
That said, I'm going to tell you where I fall. I'm for them drafting Chase Young if he is what they all say he is, because this team just doesn't have any elite players. Trent Williams would be the only guy who made the top 100 NFL players list. They need elite players, and trading down to acquire more picks, you have to hit on all those picks. So it's, you know,
maybe just two of the three.
Well,
hit two of the three. Two of the three home runs.
I want the can't miss. I also agree with Jason, though. If your evaluation is that Tua is far better than Dwayne Haskins and you don't think Dwayne Haskins would be your quarterback in the future, then draft Tua.
That would be interesting. For us, that would be great.
That would be wild. If Goodell from his basement announces that the Redskins take Tua at number two, that makes things very interesting in 2020.
Again, I don't think it's going to happen, but if that's how they evaluate and grade Tua, and he's much higher on that level than they had Dwayne, then maybe they entertain it.
Where did Quinnen Williams go last year in the draft?
He was like third, maybe?
Right, third.
I want to say something around there.
And look, he plays both sides. He plays very versatile, right? He had 2.5 sacks last year, right? Everybody said this kid's going to be a stud. And, you know, he had 28 tackles combined, and he did some things. But you just never know. You just never know, even with Chase Young. And I think Chase is going to be a star. I'm not knocking him. But you had a guy last year in Quinnen Williams that everybody said was going to be the next guy. And he had a modest, if that, impact on
he
the Jets
the
last
pick.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Now, I'd say Myles Garrett, now, of course, last year was suspended. He was the number one pick in 2017.
He's had
a pretty big impact.
Yeah, but it took him a while. I don't think he had a big impact his first year. I think the second year is when he really came on.
Clowney's never really lived up to the college potential. He's also a number one pick.
Well, his hype was too much.
Yeah.
It was impossible to live up to that. You know, that was like LeBron-like hype. And only LeBron could live up to that.
Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Andrew Luck. Tim Couch, you go back to 1999 or 2000, whenever
that
was.
We were at that draft.
Right.
We were. That was a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Many, many moons ago.
But look, the draft, it's a big question mark, especially now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these quarterbacks coming out are playing in such different systems in college than they will be in the NFL. I mean, Haskins is one, too, but Kyler Murray is another guy. But it's just a huge unknown. But based on their grades, if they have Tua up here and they got Haskins way down here based on what they saw in college – maybe they think about it.
I just don't get a sense that they're leaning in that direction.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they're going to take Chase Young. If I had to put money at – if I went up to the window right now, Cakes, I'm putting money that they draft Chase Young too.
That's only because they
probably don't get the offer they really, really want for that second pick.
Right.
Now, I agree with you. And also, I think Ron Rivera knows he's here for the long run, at least 3 or 4 years, right? And he doesn't have to get the quarterback this year. He can figure out Haskins this year. And if he doesn't like Haskins as the long-term answer, then they draft somebody next year. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Well, that guy they draft next year might not be as good as Tua.
May not be.
Or he could be better. He could potentially be better.
Could. You're right. Good point, Cakes.
If that's the way they go.
Listen, if it wasn't for the injury factor, I think it'd be a no-brainer.
But I think Redskins fans, if they end up with Chase Young – it's a lot of potential, but they potentially have a pretty nasty defense. If Sweat can take it to the next level, I know we were debating whether he had a good rookie campaign. Cakes thought 7 sacks is not that bad.
They were quiet on. 7, that's all I'm saying.
So if Sweat takes it to another level, if Chase Young is what we expect him to be, then they can end up having the makings of a pretty damn good defense.
I've been saying that for a few years, though, and it never pans out. So I'm off that one.
Hey, Cakes.
You actually got to see it on the field.
I think I'll be able to – I think for the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years, I don't think I actually made it through the first round because I was getting up so early. But I think this year I can because I can just get up at 5:40 and just take a few steps downstairs and log on to the Comrex I think I might be able to get through the entire first round.
Very good. And you should be able to place some wagers through your betting site on
Absolutely.
The NFL draft.
Oh,
something
yeah.
to bet on. So that's something to look forward to.
Betting site misses Jason Bishop.
Oh, they do. Believe me, they do.
Hey, Rickies, need a little tasteful family fun to break up the lockdown monotony? Of course you do. Order a make-at-home pizza kit from our friends at Paisanos and let the games begin for just $10. Paisanos gives you the dough, sauce, and cheese for a 16-inch pie. Once you take it out of the oven, snap a pic of your beautiful creation. Post on social media using the hashtag PaisanosMadeByMe, and you're entered to win some pretty awesome prizes, including Redskins tickets, memorabilia, and Paisanos pizza for life. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. Deliver more at PaisanosPizza.com.
Yesterday, coming out of France, where a 64-year-old man was surprised by his colleagues. They actually set up a ride for him on a fighter jet. Even though he had never expressed a desire to be on a fighter jet,
Okay. They
thought it'd be cool to head out and get him on a fighter jet. And they didn't realize that he had a serious fear of flying, particularly on a fighter jet, which goes like 800 miles an hour. It goes at an absurd rate. And they said before he got on there, I'm sure they have to do some sort of, you know, quick little training, sign waivers, whatever the heck they have to do.
Yeah.
His heartbeat was up to like 142 beats per minute.
Of course, he was terrified. He didn't want to do it.
I would never get in one of those.
But they got him the gift or whatever.
So they got him on the plane, and I don't even know if he was up there for a minute or two. I don't know how quickly you get to 25,000 feet, or maybe it was 2,500 feet.
2,500.
And he reached to grab something because he was freaking out, and he pressed the ejection button.
What is this button? What is this red button for?
Can you imagine? You're terrified. Now all of a sudden you're ejected from the plane.
Do you think that ejector seat works? Do you think he told the pilot, hey, I can't handle this? And the pilot said, all right, just hit the eject?
No, they'd say no. He just reached for something to grab.
He just panicked.
It was an involuntary reflex.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose.
Wow.
It was a mistake. I mean, the last thing he wanted to do was eject.
Gotcha.
And I just know I would have died. I would have stroked out. Now, it turns out, no harm, no foul. He landed in a field somehow, miraculously. I guess the parachute automatically opens,
yes.
And then I'm assuming he had no experience skydiving, and he just got lucky.
Yeah.
He just got lucky.
That's
Luckily,
crazy.
The ejector seat worked as designed.
I laughed out loud reading that story yesterday. I needed that laugh like you wouldn't believe.
All right.
Luckily,
I can't believe how fast that jet goes.
Yeah.
He didn't suffer the same fate as Goose, Jason, from Top Gun.
Yeah, Goose didn't make it.
Yeah, I mean, his neck snapped on the canopy.
I'm telling you.
I would never, ever get in a fighter jet.
I would have had a heart attack on the way down. I would have died. I would have landed dead. I mean, for sure. Because I would the fear.
Yeah, you're worried about the parachute opening.
Well, to the whole thing. I'm terrified of heights and falling. I mean, I just would have stroked out.
I would never do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's lucky he hit it at 2,500 feet and not 25,000 feet or whatever. I mean, I don't know where the threshold is, but it gets to a point where you're too high, right?
Oh, yeah. Zero. Like the
well, not only that, but who knows where he would have landed?
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine? What if he landed on, in like trees somewhere or, power lines or a skyscraper?
There's got to be video of it.
Oh, yeah. We got to find video.
And there are pictures. And you can see, you just see.
There are pictures. I read the story. I didn't see the pictures.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it just looks like a little speck, and you see the parachute, and you see the speck of the plane in the picture. Just kind of a crazy. The other thing that struck me is, isn't France in lockdown like we are?
Can you
just go out and get a joyride on a fighter jet?
It seems kind of weird.
When did this happen?
It sounds like it happened recently. I mean, the story went viral yesterday. Yeah.
How about you don't buy fighter jet rides for your workmates? How about you get them? I don't know, a gold watch. Get them. I don't know. Maybe a sweatshirt. Don't get them an exotic ride on an F-16.
Yeah,
like, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it's funny. It doesn't have a date. I mean, the story was published yesterday, but they don't say specifically. Could have
happened last year.
They don't say specifically when it happened, but it went viral yesterday, this story.
Because I'm reading lockdowns in France and UK expected to last into next month, so they are still in the lockdown phase.
Yeah, maybe it's something where they just released it.
Right.
You know, it was like a military thing, so they just released it.
I mean, it could have happened last year. Something.
Oh, no, it says the accident published on April 6th.
That's last week.
Oh, no, no. It happened in France in March of 2019, it looks like.
Okay. Well, you seen the video?
Right.
Yeah, but that's why the story just went viral, because they just released it.
I don't care when it happened. It's still interesting.
Yeah,
it's still
fun.
And I'm telling you, I go to some of these sites, which I, you know, I've got 10 to 15 sites, just like all you guys, to check every day and try and find material for the show. And just some of them are 100% coronavirus now.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to stay away from those. I can't deal.
I still click on them, but I
know
wish
you
it,
do. I know.
I
you
wish
know
there was
no
more.
Coronavirus news?
Say
Party
again?
Poker. Zero coronavirus updates. All it is flushes and dogs.
Yeah, but you're playing for play
straights.
Money. I can't think of anything more boring.
I am playing for play money, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but it's
not even poker. I mean, I would just shove every time.
But it hones the skills.
It entertains me.
Yeah, but no one plays for real.
Here's what else entertains me. Replay of the 2019 World Series of Poker as they're whittling down to the final table. EB, I don't know if you caught some of that yesterday on ESPN.
I actually haven't. I'm kind of out on TV poker. I haven't watched.
You're missing some thrilling action on TV.
Yeah.
Did you watch the new Bachelor Cakes?
I did not. Listen to your heart.
Yeah.
Finished.
Didn't, searching for the perfect duet.
Didn't switch it on for one second.
Did you read about what Rory says about the Masters? I actually think he's on to something here. He says that this whole, you know, deal, if it's able to play out the way it is with the Masters being played in November, and let's even say maybe no fans or whatever, it's going to be less hype. It's going to be different. It's not going to be the first major of the year. He flat out admits it's almost like a Sergio thing. He's like, this might be what I need to get that jacket finally.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, like it drops it down a notch.
Right.
It makes it more like a regular event because they're going to have all those majors in a row. It's going to be later in the calendar year. It's just going to be more sort of in the flow of things instead of the 3-4-5 month anticipation of the first major and Rory needs to win this. It's the last one to complete the career Grand Slam. You know what I mean?
Well,
he might be right.
He might be, but I still think it's hard to envision what the hype's going to be like in November because, you know, we're so far away from that, but I think there's going to be a lot of hype.
Hey, there will, but it's different. It's going to be
different.
It
is different.
Can you guys step up and get
green
jackets?
I think the pressure's the same.
This year? Can you wear green jackets during the Masters, you and Eric, Jason? Come on.
No.
Just get a cheap
I would
green
never
jacket.
Wear one.
What?
You want me to wear it on air, you mean?
Yes. As a bit.
I did a bit yesterday.
The question is, where are we going to be wearing the green jacket? In the studio or right here?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to it.
I don't know. I think
you did a bit yesterday. Were we unaware of it?
Yes. Drabby, did they?
Pro
were they
football
okay?
Automatic focus.
With my pro football focus, I had to cut this 30-second thing and it ended up being about 50 seconds.
And you loved every second of it. Loved every second of it.
It's
a ZB.
It took me forever to figure out how to get the microphones to work properly to record on this thing. You know, it was just a whole thing. Drabby, are you there? So I had to – my wife – man, he must be running around. My wife said you should just wear your Skins hat and then while you're doing the pick, since you're representing the Skins for Pro Football Focus. And I was like, all right. So she got my Skins hat, which I'm embarrassed to wear out in public now as a Skins fan. It's embarrassing. And then she also brought in my jacket. So she thought it was funny. So I had Skins. I was all decked out in my Skins gear, and I selected Chase Young for Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, Ron Rivera's going to be wearing head-to-toe Skins gear from his basement when he picks Chase Young.
Right.
You should have found your old headset from your Jim Zorn costume.
Yeah. Oh, I could have put the headset on. Drabby, are you there? Did Pro Football Focus accept that? You didn't send it? Oh, okay. But I'm not going to recut that or anything, right? Why? You didn't even look at it, did you? I'm not trying to win a prize. I just want to be done with it. I'm not trying to win a prize. Yeah, right. Send it in.
Well, you already did it.
Yeah, I did it. I know, but I felt a little bad because they said 30 seconds max, and mine was like 48 seconds.
Oh, well, maybe they'll edit
it
down. But
you can't possibly make a pick and hype it up in 30 seconds.
Let me guess, you picked Chase Young.
Of course. Listen, I told you I would trade down, and everybody was like, why don't you trade? Well, I don't want to ruin their mock draft. So I just took Chase.
Well, did you preface the pick by saying I would trade down? And
no, because you know what? 30 seconds. There's no time. Right. You can't preface anything.
Yeah. I just want to hear automatic focus.
I want to hear that, too. I miss the replay machine so much. I miss it.
Well, Cakes could just do it with his mouth.
Automatic focus.
Right.
Cakes, why don't you have someone hook you and send you the machine or just hook it up to your computer? I don't know. People are asking.
There's got to be a way you can do it. Why don't we just do this for the rest of the show, Cakes? Just use your brain as the machine.
Okay.
And so
works.
If you were going to hit the button, just say the clip.
I can do that.
Yeah. Because your brain is automatically going to hit it, so just say the clip.
Yeah, I think Al Rashid just took his pants off. He loves the sound machine.
Oh, Al Rashid loves it.
It's going to be his favorite show of all time.
P1s love it.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
Exactly. Hey. You got it.
All right, there it coming is. Up next,
yes,
we're
going
to open up EB's entertainment page. I believe Darius can actually play the theme, although it'd be interesting to hear
Cakes can sing
just
it.
Do it the whole background.
Right.
All right, we'll do that next. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. On the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.